We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Kerr is joining us now. And of course, you know him as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. I know him as my mother's all-time favorite basketball player. I also have some ticket things I'm going to read in a second. But first, let's just get right to it with Steve. How's the body feel? Do you have any jet lag? Really long road trip? That's pretty much all we have to talk about, right?
Yeah, nothing else going on today, right?
It's hard to ask you so many of the things we've been talking about. But let me start with this. You've got 30-something games left in the season. You're going to get a taste of the Andrew Wiggins experience. If I ask you today, before he's even with you, what you're looking for in that taste, like what are your priorities for watching what Andrew Wiggins provides down the stretch?
Well, I think what we're going to ask of him is to use his speed and athleticism, at his position. We like to play fast, and he's built to play that way on the wing, as a rim runner or a sprinter in transition on the wing, as a guy who can get the ball and push it in transition himself. If he can, play that way, he's going to fit right in because we already like to play that way as it is, but positionally, he fits a spot that we don't have anymore. You think about what we've lost over the last year. Andre, Sean Livingston, Kevin Durant, we basically lost all of our wings, and wings are impossible to find these days. So he fits the profile. Obviously, we've got to do a good job now of teaching him what we expect and what we'd like, and then he's got to do the job of fitting in with the group. But he's excited, we're excited, and we'll get rolling here soon.
How difficult is it, whether you're a coach or a general manager, which you once were, to project guys who have been in sort of bad competitive situations in other cities and be able to translate that into what you think you should see with him on your team?
Yeah, that part is tricky. I do think that we're confident here that we've got an environment that is conducive to players getting the most out of their ability, and that's not us thumping our chest saying we're smarter and better at player development. It means that we've got players here who everyone wants to play with. Steph, Clay, Draymond. They play a wonderful style of basketball, and they make people better because of how good they are. And so I look at this as similar to my first year. I came on board. We had Harrison Barnes, who wasn't thrilled with his circumstances, and we put him in that starting role at the three, and he had a really good year next to the guys we just mentioned. And I don't think Wiggins and Barnes are the same guy, but I think the circumstances are similar in that if the right combinations are put together on the floor and the vision is clear as to what's expected, then I think you have a chance for success. And one thing I would say about this move is that's for sure is that it's a much better positional fit. When Steph and Clay come back, the big hole in the lineup was at the small forward spot. And that's why, from a positional standpoint, Andrew makes a lot of sense.
Steve Wiggins had, of course, one of his best games of the year against you in December when he scored 40 the night. Russell went for 52. How much can you share with us about what it's like to game plan against him and what's it like trying to defend Wiggins?
Well, he's got a burst that you have to prepare your guys for. You know, he's really explosive off the dribble, and usually takes guys a couple of possessions to figure out that he's going to blow by you if you don't if you're not ready and you're not giving him the proper space. So he's extremely athletic, and if he gets going downhill, particularly to his right, and gets momentum to the hoop, he's really tough to stop. So we've experienced that over the years, and we know what he's capable of. We also are well aware of you know, the fact that things haven't gone well for him, you know, these past few years in Minnesota. So hopefully a change of scenery will do him some good, and that we can provide a good format for him, good setting to get the most out of his ability.
So I'm going to ask you a question, Steve, and we do have Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, about a theoretical player who has incredible physical talents and for whatever reason has been viewed as a bad defender for a variety of things over the course of his career. Given someone who has the apparent ability but hasn't brought it to bear on the floor, what's the approach to getting good defense out of someone who maybe hasn't shown it previously?
Well, it's got to be a comprehensive approach where everybody is on the same page, coaching staff wise, roster wise. The messaging has to be really clear, and it's very, very helpful to have veterans, so you have internal leadership, and I think that will be the approach. You know, for us, is you know, we'll make this a team-wide process, and it's one reason I'm excited to have these final 30 games of the season with Andrew, rather than, you know, just starting fresh next year. I think this will allow us to really, you know, figure things out as a team. And impress upon him what's important to us in our group and what has been important for years. And the fact that we've had a lot of success is meaningful. It's meaningful to every player who comes here. They listen more when they know we've won championships here. So we've got a lot to offer, and so does he, and we think it's a good fit.
In a larger context, do the last couple of weeks remind you of why you're not a general manager anymore?
Yeah, I feel for Bob. His job is really difficult. And, you know, one of the things that's tough about the GM job is that, you know, as a coach, you, there's only so many decisions you can make. You know, there's like a finite amount, and you put them all on the board, and you pick one that you think is best. But as a GM, there's an infinite number. You can literally try anything, and sometimes that's overwhelming, and there's so many different possibilities out there. And until you see it on the floor, there's nothing certain. And that's what makes being a GM and being in management so difficult, is you're trying to project, and you can use math and you can use your own eyes, but in the end, nobody really knows how something's going to turn out until you can see it on the floor.
And also, as a sort of an adjunct to that, is it hard for you to go into the room to talk to the players when in the last couple of weeks what you've basically acquired is one guy and six draft choices rather than, you know, other players that they know, that they've seen in the league, things like that?
Well, these last couple of days have been really tough. Last night was one of the most difficult days of my coaching career, to walk into that locker room and to, you know, tell the players that basically Alec and Glenn are going to be held out of the game because they're going to be traded somewhere later tonight. It was just a brutal thing to go through for our whole team, because everybody loved Glenn and Alec. And those guys came in and they were the vets. They were the, the adults in the room, you know, they were two guys who had zero maintenance to them, just the ultimate pros, and came in and they were both having fantastic years, and we're looking at them as, all right, maybe they can be part of the future, and the young guys looked at them as mentors, and then, bam, all of a sudden they're gone like that, you know, half an hour before a game. That's awful. And so I think everybody understands that this is kind of how the NBA works. It doesn't make it any easier, but I think acknowledging that as a staff, as a coach, acknowledging that from time to time is helpful, because, you know, the players have to somehow find a way to thrive within that environment, and it's not easy.
Coach, is it fair to assume that we will see Wiggins Saturday? And if so, what can you share with us about how you're thinking about using him?
I don't know that he'll play yet on Saturday. I spoke with Andrew today. He's very excited. There's a lot of things that have to happen logistically and physicals and all that stuff. So if not Saturday, I'm sure it'll be Monday. You know, when he gets here, he'll be in our starting lineup. He'll be our starting small forward for the rest of the year. I think it'll be great to get him out on the court, and, you know, hopefully Steph comes back sometime, you know, a few weeks from now, and we can get those two on the court together for the last quarter of the season or so, and really get a head start going into next year.
So we are talking to head coach Steve Kerr of the Warriors, and a quick reminder, Warriors back from their road trip. That means home games and tickets for all home games available at warriors.com, where season ticket holders and other fans resell tickets that are 100% guaranteed by the Warriors organization. Even in the event of a sellout, tickets are always available at warriors.com. And that game Saturday with the Lakers, also hosting the Heat on Monday night. And with the arrival of the Heat, I feel... And I don't know how much you can say about this, Steve, but obviously Andre Iguodala will resume his basketball career sometime in the very near future, perhaps on Monday. And whether you can speak to his fit with the Heat, you can at least tell us what Andre brings to a playoff-bound basketball team.
Oh, man. Well, I already texted Eric Spoelstra last night and just told him my feelings about Andre. You know, the guy I've never been around a smarter basketball player. He's just been an unbelievable mentor for our younger players. He's a complete wise ass and hilarious in the locker room. And he's a champion. He's a champion. So I miss Andre, and I'm happy for him. Happy for Miami. It's just absolutely bizarre that we are playing them 3 days from now. I mean, this is so crazy scheduling wise, but I'm happy because it'll give our fans a chance to say thank you in the right way.
What is the right way for the fans? Should they just shower him with cash?
he's got more than enough of that.
Maybe, I found that with most rich people, though, they believe they never have quite enough.
Maybe like some of the practice wiffle golf balls, you know, just to help them get ready for the summer.
No, I mean, but in all seriousness, he's almost the last of the guys you've gotten to say, that the fans have gotten to say goodbye to, with the single exception being Durant. And the fact that it's in a city that he never played in, and against a team that he almost, you know, has never played against. You know, I mean, the guys he knows best are Kevon Looney and two guys in civvies. Is it going to be how unusual is it going to be?
Well, I think, I mean, our fans are still our fans, whether they're at Oracle or Chase. It's still Dub Nation, you know, you know, I sat and watched Arizona play St. John's at Chase about a month ago. And, you know, he's been over there a few times. He's used the facility. He'll always be a Warrior. And he, you know, he and his family still live here, the whole deal. So I just think that when he is introduced, you're going to hear just an incredible ovation because our fans know exactly what he brought to us, what he symbolized with his sacrifice, giving up his starting job and willingly taking on a bench role and really setting a tone for our entire championship run. What Andre has meant to us, our fans fully are aware of that and understand that. So it's going to be an incredible night.
Steve, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask about D'Angelo Russell. What did he contribute to the team during this difficult year? And is it fair to say, and I think you touched on this, that ultimately he's gone because Wiggins was just a better positional fit for you guys?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think this year was not easy at all for D'Angelo. There were trade rumors literally from day one. But, you know, that kind of went with the territory. You know, as soon as he signed that contract, he knew that was a possibility. And he's had a really good year for us. He's, you know, shot the ball exceptionally well. He's a brilliant passer. You know, he's done a great job. But you look at it and you see Steph and Clay coming back next year, and from a positional fit, it made more sense to have a small forward. And then when you talk about the draft consideration that we're receiving for a team in need of that, then you know you can see the you know, the reasoning for the deal on our part. But no question, D'Angelo has played exceptionally well, and we thank him for everything he's done and wish him well.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr for another minute or two, and I saved the really tough stuff for now, Steve. You are down, I believe, to 9 men on the roster. What does this mean for my guy Smiley? Am I getting some Smiley on Saturday?
Smiley will be up here for sure.
And
you're going to see Kai Bowman back up here as well. And, we've got a couple more roster spots to fill. So I talked to Bob Myers and Kirk Lacob today, and they kind of filled me in on what we're working on.
You want to break some news?
I've never been a part of anything like this where almost half the roster is turning over in the middle of the season. So it's going to be kind of crazy, but you know, we're excited about giving those guys an opportunity to play. And I think our fans love watching Smiley and Kai both. So
absolutely,
it'll be fun to see them back.
Does what's happened in the last few days make it easier for you to justify drinking on the bench?
I'll leave that one alone, Ray.
Coward.
Steve, with that delightfully important question, we will let you go. We always appreciate your time, man. It's great that you spend it with us, and best of luck. I, for one, am very excited to see how Andrew Wiggins fits starting hopefully on Saturday.
Well, me too. Thanks for having me on, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.